This is KCUR. It's back to school this week for many Kansas City students, so we're launching a week-long series on education in the metro. On the Missouri side, schools are keeping the Common Core, for now. As kids head back to class, elected officials are mulling over their picks for committees to review the state's academic standards. Depending on the committee's feedback, Missouri could have all new standards in 2 years. Or, as KCUR's Ellie Moxley reports, schools could end up with similar expectations to the Common Core.
Education consultant Matt Glover is reading an article about Komodo dragons to elementary school teachers in the North Kansas City School District. It's a little gross.
Better alive, and they think nothing of eating their own kind. See what's going down in the circle below right? Say goodbye to what's left of a poor dragon disappearing to that other dragon's mouth.
This week, as students at most metro area schools head back to class, their teachers will try out new tips and tricks learned at summer workshops like this one. It's about getting students to use what they're reading to make them better writers.
Oh my gosh, I would never use this with my fourth graders. It's disgusting. I would never want it, right? Other viewers are saying, oh my gosh, I have to have this article. This would actually engage my fourth grade students, right? There's lots of things to be thinking about when you're building a stack of tests.
This emphasis on teacher choice, that is, letting them make their own decisions about how to run their classrooms, is key as state education officials discuss whether nationally crafted academic standards have a place in Missouri schools. For the past few years, the state's focus has been on new standards and assessments,
which are truly Common Core for English language arts and math.
Rochelle Daniels is North Kansas City's Director of Curriculum and Professional Development. It's her job to make sure the district's 1,400 educators get the training they need to succeed in the classroom.
Today, it's our third day of Summer Academy.
Right now, North Kansas City is talking about literacy. Literacy in English, literacy in other classes, too. The idea is central to the Common Core, which the state has rebranded the Missouri Learning Standards. When the standards were adopted 4 years ago, Daniel says they weren't controversial. North Kansas City changed textbooks, sent home new homework, and yet didn't get a lot of feedback from parents. But this spring, when state lawmakers took up the issue in Jefferson City, the calls started coming in.
They've had just questions about who developed these standards, why are they being accepted or denied by varying states.
In Missouri and the half dozen or so other states where Common Core challenges have become law, teachers are scrambling. Elsewhere, they've been asked to teach two sets of standards or go a different direction on state tests. But even though he signed off on lawmakers' plan to assemble committees to review the state's academic standards, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says keeping Common Core, for now, is the right decision.
I think it's really important that Common Core will stay in effect as those committees are out there doing their work, and that the funding for the testing to make sure that we're getting the numbers that we need in a cost-effective way.
Nixon's approach is very different than Louisiana's Bobby Jindal or Indiana's Mike Pence, conservative governors whose rejection of the Common Core appeals to their base. Nixon even wants to keep the National Smarter Balance test in Missouri.
When I say cost-effective, I think some of these consortiums like that is easier than states going simply by themselves.
So if Missouri schools are keeping the Common Core standards and keeping a Common Core test, what actually changes? Come October, the governor, top lawmakers, and education officials will nominate parents and teachers to a panel tasked with reviewing the state's standards. And that's a little different than how the state has done it in the past, says Department of Elementary and Secondary Education spokeswoman Sarah Potter.
You know, we haven't had parents actually come in before and study these standards.
Potter says it will be up to teachers on the panels to convince parents, some of whom may be opposed to the Common Core on principle, that they're the right foundation for Missouri kids.
We're hoping for the best. We're hoping that once we bring those parents together with our educators, that we'll be able to say, well, here's what I've seen in my classroom, what works, what doesn't work.
Because at the end of the day, says Potter, standards are pretty high-level stuff. It's about setting expectations for kids at each grade level, not telling teachers exactly what to teach. Sort of like the Komodo dragon article. It might work in some classrooms, but not others. Back in North Kansas City, Daniels, the curriculum director, says she's already hearing from teachers who are worried about how the review might impact them.
I'd say that overall, with the standards, we anticipate that they will look very similar to Common Core in many ways.
And if the state goes a different direction, she says the good ideas in the Common Core aren't going anywhere. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.